Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to Heart and Soul Holistics. I am so grateful for today. I'm grateful for the show. I think that I've been having so many amazing visions of it, so I know that it's going to be a powerful show. Usually before the show, I meditate, and I just make sure I'm clear, and I ask the angels or the guides, what is real energy of the planet at this time? And maybe for those that are listening, I kind of try to center into a place that allows me to pick up on some of the things that are happening in people's worlds right now. And I feel that it is a time of expansion. I've been seeing this happening for a lot of people, that they're kind of moving on out of the safety place of not helping when they see they are needed. They're moving out of the safety place of not saying what they need to say when they feel it. They're moving out of the safety place of holding back their vitality, their creativity, the things that make them who they are. I have been witnessing this, and I know it's not always comfortable. So that is actually when most change happens, is when you become very uncomfortable. And that is the truth of a breakthrough. I mean, I've heard it being said a lot, and it really is when you break through, when your spirit can finally move past a stuck place. It's almost expanding, and that's what you have to know. When you stay comfortable, you're not expanding. Of course, everybody likes to be comfortable. I agree. I like to be comfortable. I like to, you know, have my cup of tea in the morning and all that. We're talking more about spiritual, a sense of expanding your insides and letting whatever you stuffed in a long time ago out. And if we do that, we start to clean house. Now, spring is a time for cleaning house. I know I started getting things together for my yard sale, and every time I do that, I really start to say to myself, as I clean my house, I know that I'm cleaning my spirit. I'm actually shining it up. I'm making room. So this show really kind of represented that we need to start to make room for what we want in our lives. And when I start to meditate, I write down what the angels or the guides are telling me. And it said, I have to, if you want love, you have to give love. If you want money, you have to give money. If you want kindness or concern, you have to be able to give that to the world around you, because that energy is what attracts itself. It's like love attracts itself. Kindness does the same. So I know that that is so. I believe it is. I know that, you know, I walk by people every day, and the ones that have the sign that say, you know, need money, I never give the money to. But if I walk by and I see a man just sitting there with a dog, and I know he's homeless, and I've seen him there before, I walk over and I do. I give him as much as I have in my billfold at the time. I make sure that I've given it from a place, not because he asked me, but because I really wanted him to have it. So that's where I think that's the energy of today, and that's the energy of the show. I'm going to see where Annie is. Let me just find her. Hold on a second. Hi, is this Annie?
Hi.
Hi, darling. How are you, sweetie? So I know you're listening, and I thought that was what came to me while I was getting ready for the show. I was just wondering what came to you.
And I think it's the same thing.
Is it really? Oh, I love when that happens. You know, I have to let everyone know we are very organic at this show. We don't even go over what we're going to talk about. We just really let spirit take us. So it is usually interesting how it happens that she has the same thing going. And she's in New Jersey, so this is even more wonderful. So what came up for you?
Well, I think it falls the same line what you're just speaking about. Angels are saying that we been worrying too much, and worries are turn into fears, and then it starts interrupting with our lives. And I think cleaning house works with that. Looking at what you have around you and things that don't benefit you in any way, just give it to them, release it, put it away, get rid of it.
Yeah, and you know, in the process of giving something away, it really is beneficial if you just stay a moment and thank it for filling up your life, whatever it is, even that clothes that you gave away. I mean, sometimes I'll just look at it and I remember having that particular dress on and having a moment that it was fun, and I just know that it's over for me. I don't need to have that dress anymore. So it really is a good purging of your life. I mean, it really gets you to a place of appreciation if you can do that. I know right now it is the time to do this because a lot of energies are coming in. I'm sure the angels will agree with me on this one. And you cannot have a cluttered soul when all this energy is coming in. You really have to clean house. And that really means to forgive on a deeper level. Forgive the things that you want to hold on to, the resentment, so he did, she did kind of thing. Let it go. You cannot love if you are in a cluttered place, especially spiritually. So if there's something that's down deep, a resentment, anger, I really know that this show is about, we will help you if you need it, to help you see how you can let it go. Because holding on takes a lot more energy for your spirit than letting go, right, Annie?
Absolutely. I was just thinking how people that I've been coming in my path, they're just wondering why things are just not going right or just keep repeating the same thing. And I tell them to stop worrying and just let it go. Be in the moment. That was my angel message today. It's just be in the moment. Today's a new day. I think I said, today's a new day, be in the moment, and have a happy one.
Is that what they said? And have a happy one. I love that.
Yeah.
And that's the whole reality for the angelic realm. They want you to be happy. You know, they really employ you to celebrate and to sing and to dance and to use your energies in the most positive way that you know how. I mean, it could be just helping someone, just listening to someone. It doesn't have to be over the top. Whatever comfortable, that brings you joy. I mean, it could be planting your garden or, you know, anything simple that you are in your best self brings the angels to a happy place. I believe that. I know. I mean, I play the piano, and the way that I play the piano is I sit at the piano and I close my eyes and I literally play with my eyes closed. Because when I have my eyes open, I have my mind working, you know, and I start to think of the notes and all that. And if I play with my eyes closed, I just let the angel, I always say, angels, come through me, work through me. Let me hear, you know, what you want me to play for you. And all of a sudden, I'll start to play and I won't open my eyes through the whole song. And it's just something that it just creates itself because I've allowed for the spirit to kind of work through me. And it sounds crazy. I know everybody, when they come over and I know, like, people will say, could you play for me? And they're like, I can't believe you just played that whole piece with your eyes closed. But it's really because I trust and I know that I am being guided. You know, it's that kind of feeling, Annie. I know you know that, too. You wake up and you just don't think so much about the day. You just kind of let it unfold naturally and gracefully. And if you can do that, you are really walking the path of spirit. You're kind of not planning it out, you know. You know that old saying, Annie, did you ever hear that one? If on the way to your house I run into Jesus, I might not make it. I always loved that one. I just thought that was so funny.
Well,
because
I
really,
heard that. I
isn't
heard that
just
so
a wonderful
old
one? Because what it says is, I am all I, you know, everyone I meet to me is in a sense as a spiritual being is Jesus.
Yes.
And if I'm on the way, if I plan out my life, I may not make it, you know, to pay attention to the people that are in need of me. So I really am aware that if you can stay kind of open in the process of your life, it is much better than planning every single minute, you know, and in that there's a lot of stress and there's a lot of expectation and all that. And so I really kind of like, even if you can't, it might be hard. Don't you find that it's a little bit hard for very organized kind of controlling nature people to let the day just unfold? They really have to have it all planned out. I've got this at 2 o'clock, this at 3 o'clock. That is the way of the world right now. It's a real planned out kind of society. But when you have a day off, or if you have a night off, and if you really want to start incorporating spirit back into your life, I highly recommend not planning anything for at least a day, one day, and see how it happens. Right, Annie?
Right.
Just
okay.
Let the angels take you. Don't know what you're going to do in the morning. Don't know what you're going to go for lunch, and just let it kind of take you. I used to travel like that. I've been to Japan like that. I just would go by myself. I've traveled the world alone. And I would just let you know, I would meet such wonderful people, and they would invite me to this and do that and go to it. You know, I never knew what I was going to do, but I was never afraid. I always knew that I was safe. And I think that's ultimately what we have to kind of get hold of, is that we create the energy from who we are. And then what comes from that is what matches it. You know, when you're in a bad mood, do you ever notice a lot of people around you are in a bad mood? It's because the energy is matching itself. When you're in a loving place and in a trusting place, guess what? That happens for you too. It's really easy, isn't it? So we have some wonderful callers. I really like to get to them because it's, you know, it's usually the most fun of the show. You ready, Annie? Should we take our first caller? Let me take our first call. Okay. Hi, and this is Audrey, right? Hi, Audrey.
Yes.
Hi,
Patty.
Love.
Hi,
how are
Annie.
You today?
Oh, good. I love listening to you. It's so soothing and nurturing.
Oh, well.
Just what
we
I
love
mean.
Listening to you. How are you these days?
Well, I'm still, you know, maintaining my focus and just reaching one day at a time, you know, towards the bigger break for myself. So I have a couple different contests that I've entered. One is to be some kind of a traveling party person, and I don't mean like alcohol party when I say that. I mean it's kind of an odd thing. It's a writing where you go to 100 cities. You go to 100 cities in 100 days, and you get paid to blog the different events that you're attending, and you kind of need to be a chameleon to blend in with the situation. I entered a video and my, you know, and my credentials in for that, so I'm curious if I'll hear back. And then I also entered this singing video just off the cuff. I mean, I don't really promote myself as a singer, to be honest with you, but
it's not something,
but
why?
But
not,
I did make
you know?
The top six, you know.
Wow.
I mean, I love singing. It's funny because it's a secret thing of mine that I just don't really talk about.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? It's just one of those things that I just don't
I love that. That's so wonderful. And what are you picking up, Annie? Does anything come to when she was talking? I was seeing her singing, so that's interesting. That one feels more... more exciting. You know how we were talking about moving outside the comfort box of what you're normally, your expression, isn't that right on what the angels were talking about, or my guys are telling me about? That's what we're kind of being asked to do, is to kind of move into another space that we normally wouldn't have gone to because of fear, or just because of insecurity a little bit too. So this sounds just like that for you, Audrey, that this would make your spirit bigger if you could move into this direction. And I'm always for that, you know, I'm always for that, because the happier your spirit gets, the brighter it gets, and the more you affect the people around you. So of course I know that that's what we're here to do. We're here to shine, right? We're here to be the brightest, most happiest spirit we can be. Before, you know, we move on. And so I really get that if we're going to ask spirit to kind of pick which one was the best one, I would say that they would go with the one that is the most uncomfortable. Because
right.
I do, you know what I mean? Because uncomfortable means you're going to be making breakthroughs. Uncomfortable means you've moved out of a safe place that you might have been stuck in. You might have been stuck in the you know, and you think about blogging, it's kind of not personal, right? You're not out there. You're just kind of in the crowd, blending in. There's no real expression for your spirit there, you know. But I'm sure you could do a great job, and it would be a job. But I think that we're trying to get what you do attached to who your spirit is, right?
Right.
So spiritually, I think that the universe is going to work where you are best and suited to express yourself the highest vibration.
Right.
So
I just, I look at my competition in the six. I couldn't help. I mean, I was shocked to even be seen that I was in the final six, to be honest with you. I thought, how did I get in here, to be honest with you, next to these other, you know, because I think I'm a good judge of talent. You know, I think I have a great eye and a good ear to listen and see talent. And a couple of these women are just outstanding. They're like professionals. I mean, they probably are paid professionals that made it the top six. So I thought, how did this happen? How did this happen to me?
Well, now, doesn't that say a lot about how we believe about ourselves? Of course you are good. You know, you wouldn't have put yourself, I don't believe, in that position unless you had somewhat of a grasp on singing. I think that ultimately we just, because we don't do it often, we don't think that we're good enough.
That's it right there.
So this is kind of maybe your chance, and I feel like that is to kind of improve on that, just to start singing all the time, go to karaoke every time you can, you know, and really get comfortable with being out there, being heard, having fun with it, put your personality. It's a joyous thing to do. I mean, singing to me is a bungee jump for personally. This is what I can only share what I know. So I'm going to tell you a quick little story about one time I wanted to be able to sing. I just was so afraid. I've always been afraid, thinking people were judging me. So I went and took a class at the college. And I had to sing with a partner. I had to sing in a group. And I had to have a solo. And so every day, you know, I'd go there, and it was like a bungee jump just to get me to get up and sing and, you know, figure a song out, and I had to sing with this piano player and a whole thing. And, I mean, the night before, I actually went to a karaoke place up here to sing, and I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. I was just frozen with fear, you know. And I thought to myself, oh, my goodness, angels, you really have to help me here. I really want to do this. I don't want to let fear stop me from expressing joy. You know, it just seemed so wrong. So I remember that night I just prayed and just said, really, I need help. And then I heard really clearly, don't worry, it's okay. And it was just this beautiful, calm voice that came. And I said, okay. Now, my son and my husband were going to go to the audition, you know, the little thing that they had for all the students at the college. So I get to the auditorium, and I had never been to the auditorium where they're going to have the rehearsal, the show, in a sense. So I was looking, and it was the strangest auditorium I'd ever seen. It was like a auditorium that was really down low, and all the seats were up high. So you weren't like up high looking down. You were actually down looking up. So it was a really strange kind of thing, and I walked on stage, and I didn't have the feeling that I was on stage. I just had a feeling I was on the floor, and it was really dark around us, so you couldn't see the audience at all. All you could see were the lights. And
oh,
I remember
perfect.
Just, you know that feeling, you know that feeling. And I remember just thinking, okay, I'm just in my room by myself. I'm
right.
alone. I am in my room by myself. And
Thank
all of
you.
A sudden, the voice came to me, and it just said, exactly. And so I realized that, you know, I had no fear anymore, because I wasn't looking out there, looking at them, look at me. I was just in my own space of joy and appreciation that I made it to this point. And I had such a good time. I really did. I had
Aww.
Such a good time that, you know, people came over and said, "Yeah, I didn't know you could sing." And I just said, I didn't either. I really, that's why I'm here. I just really wanted to let my spirit out, you know, and it was the most empowering thing I ever did, Audrey. And I have to say, I admire anyone that can get up there and really has the, you know, the personality and the love of it. I think it's just a beautiful art. You know, I think that it touches everybody that listens. So I highly recommend it.
Yes, I wonder what's going to happen from this. You know,
no.
From
what do you
contest.
Think, Annie? What do you, Annie?
Well,
let's see what the angels have.
I do agree with the singing part because I actually angels showed me you singing. It was pretty. It was beautiful.
Oh, thank you, Angel.
I saw that you were on stage, and there was a light shining on you. This also is meaning this pleases angels. They not only singing heightens your vibration; it heightens them, and that's really beautiful because they illuminate your entire path the whole way. So I even got the notion of, you were talking about prizes. They showed me a prize of you driving a new car. I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know if that's something that is like would be a prize that you may win on some of the contests you won.
Wow.
But I saw you driving a new car.
Oh,
really?
Like this. Or maybe the money will be here for you.
I think it's a contract where you get a singing deal or something. It's kind of a big deal because, I know that you get to sing on stage with Natasha Bedingfield. Do you know that song, Pocket Full of Sunshine? I got a pocket full of sunshine.
Oh, I love that.
I got a love and I know that it's all mine. Oh, whoa. You know that song? Take me away. That's the song that I sang, and it was so weird because I couldn't get the backgrounds because I have a little mini notebook computer and the bandwidth, it doesn't work to have the music background. So out of all the six finals, I'm the only a cappella. And, you know, I went on for 2 hours. I was determined. I thought, you know what, I'm just going to submit it anyways. It's just for fun anyways, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I had just been really frustrated that I didn't get to have the music in the background, you know.
Yeah. But it didn't matter.
I guess
not.
Isn't
that just a wonderful thing? No, it did not matter.
So
you know, there was something
magical.
Go ahead,
I'm sorry.
It feels like there was something magical because you didn't care. Because you didn't have all the mind and all the you know, planning, like we were talking about before the show, about letting go of the planning of things and just letting them like be organically come through you is really divine. You know, and it shows up and people feel it. You know, I think that's why, I mean, this show, we had a person from Japan calling last time. It was the most amazing thing. Every show is getting to be even more and more. So I realize it's possibly because it's very real. It's very organic. And it's not, we're not selling anything. We're just really being as real and honest and loving human beings as we can be. And I really get that that's where you were coming from, Audrey. It feels like that to me. And when that happens, magic happens. You know?
Right.
It's like when you least, you know, when you least expect meeting someone, guess what? You are more available. Everything works better when you haven't had the expectation follow you before you. You know, it's a very open place. So I just get that that's where the angels can be, and that's where they can work through you, too. So,
there
bravo.
Could be a problem.
I can't wait to hear, can't you? Annie, we want to be in the audience.
Oh, you know, I'll be calling
okay.
you. I'll let you know how it goes for sure when I hear something. For
yeah.
sure.
I'm thrilled. it's not even about positive. It feels just really good. It feels like if you can just stay on the level that you sent that tape in, stay and having fun. Don't get attached to any outcome. Just let it be good. If it happens, good. If it doesn't, just be like that in that place.
Exactly.
Okay? And in that, there is magic because you're not defining it in any big way. You're really letting the universe and the angels and the energy just kind of take it where it to the heights that it can go. When we start to put, I think, our desires on it, we really make things a lot smaller than they could ever be if we just let the universal energies kind of take us to the best and highest place. I really believe that. But so, Annie, is there anything else the angels are seeing for Audrey?
New. There's a lot of new things going to be happening for you, and you may be. I felt like a new love.
Oh.
But it could mean not only if you're in a relationship. I don't know if it means something new would happen to you, but if you don't have one, it's coming, or it could be something new, not just a person, but I was thinking with the singing, it's something new. Something new is birthing for you.
Mm.
And the angel that came across for me that will assist you is Archangel Michael. He would be one just to call on to clear away any fear you may get a little bit or a little bit hesitation for anything that's coming new your way. Maybe wake up in the morning. I do this every morning.
Mm-hmm.
I just say, Archangel Michael, you can even wear the color blue. He's a royal blue color, and he also is purple. You can wear those colors.
I love those two colors. That's why I was going to shoot some new headshots on Friday, you know, which hasn't been done for 3 years, and you know
definitely
how important it is to be current with that.
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking of wearing blue in it,
well,
blue or black.
I'm thinking, then that means he's already with you. Archangel Michael is with you, and he's putting that in your mind. Do you ever wake up and when you think about what you're going to wear, and you just, you know, kind of stand there and look, when you start saying, oh, this looks good, that's your angels coming in. I'm not too sure about the other angel colors. I have to get that down pat. But I know blue and purple, that means the angel's around you. So he actually is around you. I'm getting it right now that he's around you, and he's going to stay with you to make you successful in what you're actually been orchestrated for you. So.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Michael, Archangel Michael. Oh, this
is
beautiful.
He's a wonderful. He's my favorite. I mean, I hate to say, but he's a guy I use all the time in
Michael.
Yeah, I just am. That's mine. Like some people really love Raphael and all that, but Michael just always has been the one for me. I don't know. You know, I just know that he's there when he's there. So. Highest and best, Audrey, this is going to be the best and most fun you're ever going to have. So enjoy every minute of it, okay?
Oh,
make sure you do.
Thank you so much.
And you know, we're going to take some more callers. Is that okay?
Okay.
So if you just keep listening, okay?
I'll just listen.
Thank you
so
right.
much.
Bye, sweetie.
Bye, Audrey.
Bye, Audrey. Hi, you're on Heart and Soul Holistic. Who are we talking to?
Hi, this is Mary.
Hi, Mary.
I think it's the first time I've heard you ladies, and you're very nice and soothing also to listen to. I've been going through a lot of challenges in my finances and personal life, and I'm trying to keep busy with what I have control over, which isn't a whole lot, but I'm trying to do some experimenting with new recipes, and because I don't also know whether I'll be maintaining my home or not, I'm trying to clear the clutter one way or another. Whether I stay or go, it's for the betterment, I'm sure. So I just wondered what you pick up with the angels, if you see, and what changes you see around me, how things are going to turn out.
Okay. Hi, Mary. It's nice to hear your voice.
Hi.
Hi. Okay. Well, as soon as you started talking, I did see you at a desk. Angels showed me you at a desk with worries, worries.
Yes.
And the first thing they always say to me is, when you worry, just give it to them. What I keep say right now is, angels, take away Mary's worries and her fears, because she's ready now for the goodness that comes from the universe, and let it flow through her freely. So let's see, get you some, got that energy going for you.
Acceptance. Yeah.
I see. Okay. I see amongst the crowd somewhere. If you're that you're not ministering to, but you're helping.
I belong to a spiritual group.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting that. There. Okay. Do you do any kind of, or you should check into this, volunteering?
Actually, I thought about it, but I really can't afford to use my energies right now. They're kind of limited physically, and I do need to try, if I can, to get something where some income would come in, because my situation is not good. So I mean, maybe in the future, but right now I really need dollars and cents.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crucial that I do that. I belong to a spiritual group, and I do a lot of baking and cooking and things, and I help out in that way. But,
I think what angels are showing me is that you do a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's time, you give and give,
but right.
It's time for receive. Do you ever, I'm thinking seeking any kind of help?
Am I?
Yeah, do you ever, or...
Yes. Yes, in
help.
Many areas I'm seeking help right now.
Okay, that's what they're showing to do.
Mm-hmm.
To do this.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's just not coming my way right now.
Mm-hmm.
Just
that's
a little here and there.
That's why I said my prayer for you to get that flow going.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering. I feel something just heavy around you.
Right. Like I'm stuck, and that's another reason I'm clearing a lot of space, so I don't have a lot around me to, you know, distract me or anything, and I think better in a clear space.
Mm-hmm.
Mary,
I just pulled some cards for you, so this
yes.
is what came up for you. Acceptance. It says, see yourself and others through the eyes of the angels with unconditional love and acceptance. So what that tells me is that accepting the way that it is,
yes,
is going to is actually going to free you up from having it to be a certain way. And it says creative project. Now that indicates to me that that a creative project may be what will bring you some income. So, you know, it might be the baking and selling of, you know, lunches for around you. I mean, utilize what your creative energy is. It sounds like you're good at this baking and cooking. And
well,
maybe that could bring you some income, you know, because it is
a
creative part.
Yeah, I did a spiritual workshop in the past, and I've tried to ask around to try to do some in other areas in different places, but I haven't gotten the response, and I've been very...
Oh, no. Okay, and that's good that you tried, so let's keep that word out, because you know how they say you never try to fly a plane. you have to take that word out of it and say, I'm going to do this. I'm going to
try. I plan and then...
Okay. I like that. Yes. Okay. I'm just gonna, you know, if I hear some things that need some, you know, sprucing up, I hope you don't mind, because I think that words are really important to how you are orchestrating your life. If you,
right.
if we are in a kind of a down place in our life, and we can, and we use the energy words that keep you at that place, then I'm going to have to say it, because that's going to help clear the energy, just like the prayer that Annie did for you. So try is really an unacceptable word, you know, because it means that you haven't done it yet. So what I would say is, mm-hmm. let's make up some flyers for you. Let's get that creative project idea back into form. So I want you, after you hang up this, I want you to get a piece of paper and say, you know, organic chef will cook for you for parties, whatever you feel connected to that could say. Put it on Craigslist. Put it in the coffee shop near your house. Put it, bring it to your spiritual group and give it to the people. Because there may be somebody saying, you know, I'm having a party next this week, a birthday party. I need help. It may be right in front of you. And that's what I'm saying. That's why this card came up. It's real important not to let that slide, okay? Not to stay with, I'm trying, I don't know. Okay, that's not going to get energy moving. So I'm going to give you some form, give you some focus to get this energy into a manifesting kind of energy, okay?
And I talk to different stores and things and tell them what I have to offer. And other than being pushy,
I think that the cards, the flyer.
I did have the whole outline laid out.
Super. You did? You know? Oh, good. It's there. It just needs to be, you know, put out
homework
there in the universe.
Homework is word for me, because I do the homework. I follow
you
through.
Do.
But I'm at a place where I don't know if it's the economy or what it is that's having an influence right now, but people are reluctant, and they're saying, people don't want to spend the money. And I'm not doing it for free. That's it.
No, exactly, no. And that's the whole thing, you know, if we get attached to it.
Yeah, I value my gifts.
Absolutely, yeah. And that's what this is. And then this was the other cards for you, opportunity to forgive. This came up. This is an opportunity to forgive, to move past things, intentions of seeing other persons and see their inner divine light.
Yeah, I know what
that came up. You know what that means? Okay. And the next one was the ocean. And it says, the deep blue sea speaks to your soul and healing and soothing you. Yeah, the ocean. So maybe that you need to fill up yourself a little. That's a feeling I got from that, is that, you know, maybe you have been outside giving, and you haven't taken the time just to do some quiet, lovely things for yourself. And the ocean is free, you know, if you can get
to
it.
And I hope we keep it that way.
I know. So maybe you need to go sit on the ocean.
I'm not far from there, and I live on the water, so.
Do you really? Isn't that just wonderful? So that makes so much sense. And it says, see only love. That was another card. And now that's an interesting card. It says, look past the errors and the mistakes and the misunderstandings, and see only love within each person, including yourself. That's what this one was, very powerful. And then the life one is life purpose. Now that's a very powerful card, because that means that but the purpose of your life is to serve in a way that brings great joy to yourself and others. Don't worry about finding your purpose. Instead, focus upon serving a purpose, and then your purpose will serve you.
Right. I just do what I like to do, and I like to make things that make people happy. And, you know, sometimes they don't value it monetarily, or sometimes I feel like they don't appreciate it or take it for granted. But I do it because I like to do it. It makes me feel good. And they do, it is their business.
But it's like, that's not who we're looking for in the world. We're not looking. We're not focused. Like, let's focus on the people who love your things. Like, what they say and how wonderful they say. That's awesome, Mary. That was so good. I loved it. It was beautiful.
Right.
I want you to focus on those people. Yeah. And remember those comments. Remember them saying, oh, that's all? That's all? I can't believe you only charged that much, you know. So we want to switch it around, because what we're focusing on is the lack instead of the you know, plentiful and in a sense powerful place to be in, because when you focus on what you don't have, you're not seeing what you do. So I want you to kind of flip this coin around and just really say, you know, I took my things. This is the conversation. I took my things to these places, and they loved them. And I know that there are people out there that's just going to love them. And I just am waiting for the right and perfect person to come that's going
right.
to be looking for me. And that's the truth. It's just a matter of switching the energy station, because when we start to get kind of worried and in a sense, and I know money can do that to you. I totally understand that. It kind of brings you into that state.
I had a lot more confidence when I wasn't scrounging, I guess is a bad word, but,
yeah.
you know, you feel that way after a while because everything has escalated and, you know.
Well, you know, when you were talking about moving came up for me. It does, I did hear that moving was a possible good thing for you. I know it would mean that you could have more money in your pocket, you could sell, you could find something that's more economical and sound for you.
Yeah, that's
so
it's in the back of my mind right now, but I don't want to leap until I know where I'm going, so I'm trying to come up with a what-if plan.
Yeah, good. I love that. And maybe look around and say to the universe, okay, angels, where would you want me to look? Let me take a drive down the street. Let me look at this apartments that I've always admired, see how much they are, or even a condo that might be a little smaller, easy to take care of. This is good homework.
Yeah, it's big, and it's a big condo, but it's a lot of work for me. But it's a gorgeous place. It's just that I don't want to give it away. You know, I've put too much work and energy in it, and it's worth, to me, it's worth a lot more. So I want to be cautious that I'm just not going to throw something to the wind. I feel like, yes, I've put a great deal of work and detail, so I'm kind of holding out to see, because I don't know. It may or may not be the right time, but on the other hand, it depends on the financial situation and how badly I need to make a change. But
remember, a lot of times the letting go of the control of it all is always what you need to do. Because if in the worry of the future, of like we've already seen what I heard is that the fear of this, I'm not going to get the money, it's not going to do this. I feel, and this is what I see, that if you set the intention of I will get the money, I have a beautiful place, I'm a great worker, I can really do wonderful things, and you see, we set the intention, and then the universe gives it to us. But what I think we start to do is we limit the universal kind of energy around us because we have already shut the doors around us. We kind of get ourselves up against in a room with
many
no door.
Other people who will discourage us, saying, "Oh, you can't." You can't expect that because this is what, is around
well,
you.
Well, I know, and that's what I'm trying to say. Those are those people's opinions. They're not the truth. You are an amazing being. You have every potential in the world that anyone else has. And, yes, good things do happen to Mary. And this is what you have to continue to say to yourself. And I highly recommend, Mary, right now, stay away from people that are knocking your dreams down and using them as a doormat. Okay? Please be careful. I feel around you. I feel like you are a very sensitive being. You are empathetic. Mm-hmm. You're caring. And I feel like you are matching the energies around you, which are not high, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say are not high, meaning they're not positive, they're not hopeful, they're not open, they're not. So I really, right for now, if you can, be very careful on who you put your spirit around, because you're at a place of change. You're at a place where the universe is trying to work with you. And if you stick around these energies that want to keep you, in a sense, at this lower energy role, it's not going to help you in any big way. So I highly recommend, if I was to say, if somebody's calling and they're going down that worried down, I want you to just say, I've got to go walk the dog. Thank you. And just in a nice way, choose not to choose, even if you don't have a dog. Okay, you know, but I mean, I want you to choose not to go down that path, okay? Because it's not helpful for you right now, all right? Totally
right.
Not helpful. Yeah. So you can
stop. I'm for your reading and take all your time.
It's okay. I just want you to be who you are, and I feel your energy, and it's a beautiful, strong energy. I do feel around you, though, a lot of, like, energy ticks, and I call them ticks because that's the kind of energy of the people. They kind of latch onto you, and they kind of employ their energy onto you. So if they're down the dumps, if they're sick, if they're having a bad day, guess what? Mary's got to be there with me, you know? That is not helpful for you right now, okay? And it's not helpful for anybody right now in general. So choose wisely the
right
energies that you want in your life. Always choose wisely. And in every moment, choose how you what you know, where you want to go in the conversation of yourself or what your possibilities are or your dreams or whatever. And if there isn't anyone around, and sometimes I say this lovingly, sometimes there's no one around to support you.
Yeah, I've been kind of a loner lately, and not by choice, but I've had a lot of time on my own because other people are tending their own business right now, going in other directions. They're being moved into other areas. So I'm spending quite a bit of time alone, and I'm thinking what to do, you know.
And the thing is, you are going to be doing it. It's just about if you can just, like, you know, when you clean your table, all of a sudden it's so shiny. And all of a sudden you didn't realize that little bit of dirt on the top was stopping you from the shine that you could have seen. So what I'm saying is sometimes the energies that we let kind of come on over us are stopping us from shining and being that bright spirit that we can be. So that's all. And Annie, do you feel that too?
Yes. Now, I was, it's very close to what you were saying. You've been asking, your angels have heard you. They just asked you to hang in there a little longer. You have your manifestations that you've been wanting, they're actually coming. So my only, what I'm being guided to tell you is just every morning, wake up and talk, just take a deep breath. Take three deep breaths and just be in the moment as you're waking up and call in your angels right away and say, angels, I can't do this anymore. Just help.
Right. That's what I've been saying. I guess you're picking up on it.
They know that we all deserve, God wants us all happy. They want us happy. That's why they just love being with us. Use the angels as much as you can because they love doing everything. And just send them ahead of your day. Just say, okay, as I take each step every morning, place what is coming to me. And that's basically it. The thing I was thinking they were showing me earlier was, I think something's coming your way.
There's something I'm waiting on and it involves a legal matter.
I saw like a delivery of some sort. They showed me you were in front of someone and it was kind of like a bow. Here, I have what you've been waiting for. I believe it's coming shortly. Because that's the vision I kept receiving from the angels, that you were there and something was being presented to you. So,
good. I am waiting. Yes.
Okay. Well, that's
so it's coming. That's great. Well, Mary, so wonderful to talk to you. We're going to just take another call. You feel free to listen and check in with us another time and let us know how it's going, okay?
I will. Thank you very much,
Mary.
Your inspiration.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Mary. Hi, you're on Heart and Soul Holistic. Who am I talking to? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, it's a 786 number. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, we are listening to you. We can hear you.
Okay. I didn't know if you could hear me.
What is it?
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Yes, my name is Mike.
Hi, Mike. How are you today?
I'm okay. And yourself?
We're good.
I know you sound like you're good.
We are good.
I just wanted to know what you see for me. I mean, I've been going through a lot of rough things in my life. So I just wanted to know, like, have you seen anything turning around? These tragic moments.
Oh.
That just keep happening.
They just keep happening. What are you picking up, Annie? So, Mike,
okay,
I'm going to have Annie's going to do the angel reading. She's going to see what the angels are saying. And then what I see while you're talking, I'll see what comes up for me, okay? So you're going to talk to Annie.
Okay. Okay, you said your name was Mike? I see that you've been, well, there's, your angels are showing me you've been knocking on a lot of doors lately. Okay. Are you working right now?
I have my own company, but I'm not working. I used to work, like, for someone else, but not recently.
Because I'm seeing you're looking for something. Hang on. Are you looking to sell your business?
No, but I'm looking to open another one.
Okay.
'Cause what I'm seeing is, okay, that's what they're showing. Okay, they're saying you're looking for some new opportunities, the doors. They were showing me you were knocking, so I'm thinking new opportunity. There is something coming your way. Okay, let me see what the... I'm going to do my cards here.
Yeah, I just did mine. So in the meantime,
okay.
I'll do. It says, notice the signs. So, yes, the signs you've been receiving are heaven sent. We drop you feathers, coins, and other signs upon the path to remind you that you're loved and never alone. So what the angels are saying is that they've been sending you signs to give you some kind of reassurance that things are going to work out for you. Trustworthy guidance. Now, that's interesting. Trustworthy guidance would indicate that you have been getting help every step of the way. And sometimes you don't think that you're being helped. You kind of feel like you're by yourself, and it's kind of like, oh, now what do I do? But you have trustworthy guidance, which means the angels are with you. They are with you in everything that your next move is going to be. So you're not alone in this. And if you start to feel alone, that's when you can just say, you know, angels, I need you. I need you today. I need you every minute. I know that this is a kind of tough, you know, it feels like what it came up for me is that you've been going through a lot of emotional change. I felt like you were sad when I first checked into you, Mike. I felt like you just had a breakup or something big happened to you. And it kind of took you, is that possible?
I do.
Yeah.
I just got into a situation, yes, with also my girlfriend, too. Yeah, me and her had, like, I mean, I don't know if it's breakup or what it is. It's like, you know, me and her not communicating too good right now.
Right. Okay. So there was like an emotional upset. That's what it felt like that just happened for you. So... Now, it shows me shower of abundance. Now, abundance means that you are going to be given abundance that your life is going to turn around, that financially it's going to start to work for you. So that's a very powerful card. You know, that means that you might be at the darker place right now. It feels like you just don't know exactly which way to go. But I really want you to sit with the fact that it's going to work out. You're going to just have to just not be upset and go into your emotional self and, you know, be worried. You're going to have to just stay calm and stay present with the fact that it's going to be all right. Everything is going to work out. That's an important place to be because everything can happen from that place. You know, when you feel good, when you say, you know what, everything's going to be fine. Guess what? It does work out that way. So you need to kind of get back into feeling good. So I'm getting that you need to play. I just pulled a play card up. You need to kind of go out there, enjoy the weather, have some beautiful moments that you are grateful for, okay? Instead of because things don't make you happy, Mike. Things do not bring you happiness. You know, things are just things. They can burn up. They can get taken. They can, you know, it's just stuff. So what we have to get to is what makes you happy. So if when you are having a good time, that might look like you're singing, that might look like you're out in nature hiking or you're playing basketball. I mean, you decide what makes you feel good. And I want you to do that every day, okay? And then I want you to really help someone else out, okay? I think this is a very empowering thing to do. When you feel like you're down in the butt, you know, that things are not working out for you, the best thing to do is to help somebody else out. Because what you get is that you have a lot of things to give to another person, you know?
I think I help. I think I help everybody that I can. I mean, if I can, and when I can.
Right. But even if it's just about making a clear decision, today I'm going to help 10 people out. I'm going to do something unheard, like I'm going to buy an extra cup of coffee for the person in front of me or just something random. This will bring you more of that, you know? It's like if you're going by the toll booth, pay for the guy behind you. I want you to do something that you've never done before towards a complete stranger, okay? Because it's very empowering, and it really makes you feel good inside. You know, you didn't get any reward for it. They don't even know who you were, but you did something nice, and you brightened somebody else's day. And it was anonymous. You know, I do that a lot. I mean, I always pay for the people behind me if I'm going by toll booth. I mean, just I want this energy to kind of start to take over you. Is the feeling of how good it feels to be this young, you know, wonderful man that you are, you know, and it can be little things. It could just be something that you say, you know, I always ignore that person and I'm just going to talk to them today or I'm going to, you know, I get that this is what is going to help move you out of this place. A lot more of that. What are you picking up, Annie?
Well, I did draw some first of all, for his relationship, Archangel Samuel came a knocking. He wants to know that he's around you, and if you need him, just I'll call on him. I did get your angel's name, Mike. Would you like it? You have your guardian angel's name came through. He said he first said his name is Rolly, but it's Rollie, but the name is Roland. So it's like a nickname.
Mm-hmm.
So that's your guardian angel's name. He's the one that hangs around with you, goes wherever you go. If you're driving along and you get an idea of going, say, visit a friend or try something new, try something new to eat. That's him helping you along, making your day a little bit fun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Rolling.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do tend to do that a lot.
that's him. He was telling me this, to tell you that he really likes hanging out with you.
And Mike, I just keep getting, this is what I keep seeing. I see that you love clothing. Is that right?
Oh my
Do you like
God.
Hats? Are you into hats?
I don't have too many hats, but I have a lot of clothes.
Do you really enjoy dressing nice and looking? Because I actually see that you could actually have your own line of clothing. It came up, and it was like,
I'm kind of an entrepreneur, and I do many different things, and that is one thing that is it's coming into play. It's really much more of a thought at, like, right now. Like, I thought about, I seen a friend that was actually selling clothes, and I was looking at the designs on the clothes, and I was saying, those designs are, it's not that they're bad, but, they could be better. So
yeah.
Do that.
Mike, don't let that thought go by, okay? Don't let that just so go, because that is what you could be doing. And I see if you do that, it came up shower of abundance. So I think you need to just check out on how it is to come up with a line of clothing, what might be going on that kids might like or people might like. I actually saw hats, a really cool like design on these hats, and they were that somebody picked up and loved them, and it just really felt like headgear or headwear or something like that. But if you have that inclination and you are a creative person, it feels like this would be something to look into and maybe start your energies in that direction of seeing how it is to have your own clothing line or be even the creative person for a little while to learn how to do it, you know. But it feels like it would be the thing that you could do and really enjoy and make some serious money. And I just have a feeling that that's where the universe wants you to kind of look at right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when you were saying about the clothing, Patty, the other card came out with a brilliant idea that Archangel Uriel has been guiding him to this, and it's ready. It is going to take place. He's actually, him just calling here, he was guided to call our show and for us to give him these messages. It's interesting how your cards are exactly like
I know, and I was just like, okay, this is what I really am getting. So, Mike, that's really, I think, the biggest message is to look into that kind of career or, in a sense, look further, because it sounds like it already came by your attention already that you could do a good job or you could kind of come up with something. And they're trying to tell you, don't let that go. Don't let that go. Let that be in your...
I came up with a name, and it was actually for a new company that we wanted to change the old one, and we were looking for names, and I kind of came up with a name, and then the name actually went from like just being a logo for a company to a drink. Like one of those energy drinks, and it started to get crazy. And my
see, I think you have this knack. You really do. You have this amazing ability to do this. Yeah.
I get confused though, because
don't get confused.
What
do you get confused about?
Because it's like, okay, my father always has this famous thing that he says, this old saying and stuff. He says that the person with one skill is always better than the person that has 10. And I feel like I have too many, so it's like I'm jack of all trades and I try to do too many things and then I get bored.
But, you know, I don't think clothing, because it changes so much, Mike, it could not be boring, because you're always designing something, you're always looking into a new idea, a new season. I mean, there's a lot of movement in that particular avenue. That might be something that could keep your attention and your creativity kind of alive, you know? I mean, that's ultimately, we're all artists, you know, I am too. And I mean, I know that I have to keep my hands in different aspects of art. You know, I can draw, I can sing. I like all of it. I don't want to choose one.
Oh, you can sing too?
Oh, well, I was just telling the story about the singing thing. I don't really know if I call myself a singer. I don't think I'd say I'm a singer. Yeah? But Mike, really, I really get that this is what you called about, is to really remember that you don't have to decide right now. The universe is going to help you decide. But don't, I think if you start to negate these ideas that you have, the angels are wanting you to choose to stay a little longer on one of them. And that this one might be the one they want you to stay on. Don't you feel that, Annie?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Right in the beginning, the angel was showing me many doors that he's seeking, and they're for him.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that you come with ideas of, I know that's wonderful. What your father? You said your father says that. Wonderful. It's good to have guidance like that. But be happy with what you have. You have wonderful gifts, and your gifts were God given. So just follow your heart and just ask your angels for the help, because they're the ones that are actually orchestrating all this for you. And just enjoy it.
I think I call on them too much sometimes, though.
No, keep calling
always,
them. They love you.
I mean, I'm always in my mind, you know. I tend to like people say that they go and they get alone time. Well, I can do that if, like, I'm holding a conversation with someone and you say something and then I can just drift off by you saying something into a different realm within myself in my mind, and I even forget about that you're speaking and I'm into somewhere else. Like, my mind, it does that a lot. Like, I don't know. It's like sometimes I think I'm crazy. Not really crazy, like it's just like you're a crazy person, but, you know, like what's going on?
But,
like, this is weird, you know?
No, you know, I think you have a great insight, and I think that maybe no one ever told you that, Mike, but when you have insight, when you have intuition, it is almost like there's two conversations going. I mean, and I've been a medium for 23 years, so in a channel. So I always hear two conversations going. I actually sometimes see a person walk by and I see three other people behind them. So I don't think that you're weird. I think that you're gifted. And I think that sometimes this world does not see your gift, and it doesn't let you be all that you were meant to be. The angels are here because they're trying to say, don't stop listening to us. Don't stop talking to us, because that's where the power is in you. That's where your spirit lies, is this constant communication with it. You know what I mean? So why would you want to be quiet? I mean, I wake up and say, good morning, angels. You know, I walk my dog. Oh, I'm so grateful for that feather I just got, you know.
That's
and so it's, yeah, we really have to be, when we are in that great conversation with the angels or with your guides or with even someone on the other side, there is a bigger sense of you that's happening, you know? You get to feel how big and how your spirit is. Now, if we don't do that, yeah, we get small.
The closer you are to, the closer you are to me, the closer you are to that mind sense or that frame of mind, is that, I don't know, because when I'm not there, I don't dream. But when I'm there, and I get up in the morning, because when I get up in the morning, I get up, and the first thing I do is I go and I greet the sun. I don't know why, but I like the sun for some reason. I go out and when the sun rises, I say what I have to say, and, you know, like my little prayer, you know, to myself, and it's actually like to the sun, and then, I mean, when I'm in that state of mind, I get dreams, like I get feelings and dreams, but when I'm not there, when I don't do that, because I'm not going to lie, sometimes I slack up. When I'm not there, like somebody will come and they'll come early in the morning, hey, let's go here. And it's like, okay, let's go. And, you know, it takes you off of what you usually do, your routine. And I mean, that night, I mean, I can't remember my vision.
Oh, yeah. So it's that routine. Yeah.
So
well, it is a ritual. It's a ritual that you've gotten yourself into that sets up your, in a sense, spiritual self to enter enter the body, this body. You know, so it is important to do that. I understand that too. If I have to, or if I'm traveling and I have to wake up really early and I didn't have a chance to meditate or do my prayers and things, I really do feel a little out of sorts. But I do know that it's a matter of just walking your prayer every day. You know, it's about being in it all the time. And so I really appreciate that you mentioned that, because I bet a lot of people out there have rituals, even if it's about, you know, getting that cup of tea, having that 5 minutes of quiet, looking out the window and looking at the bird, you know, feeder that you put out there. There's lots of wonderful things that bring you into a meditative state, you know, or listening to music. Sometimes that's it for people. I do it while I walk my dog sometimes. You know, I just am looking at the hawks and the birds, and I just really get a chance to be alone. And, you know, that I really do understand that that is the most important thing that you ever give yourself, is a chance to just be with yourself, you know. And
that is so beautiful you do that, Mike.
I know. That really is lovely. Yeah.
I mean, it's not taught. I don't think it's something that's taught to you. I just think it's something that is, I got something that I call visual information. So, I mean, when I say visual information, I mean, like, things that you can actually, like, not physically see, but you see it where you do things and things turn out different. So I call it, like, a visual information, you know, because you can teach yourself almost everything. You know, I mean, if your mind is that open,
yeah,
and you can actually teach yourself a lot of different things, you know. I mean, I just call it visual information, you know, things that you can actually see and you do, like I don't know, someone planting something.
I love that visual information.
You do, you know. So I mean, I don't know. I take it sometimes as weird, but now I know. I mean, as I got older, I know that it's not so much that it's weird, it's that it's different is weird, and different is not bad. But the way we go,
absolutely,
sometimes we think that different is bad. And I mean, my mind is different. So in other words, some people look at you as weird. So, you know, but I just recently, like, that I'm older now, I realize that it's not so much that it's weird, it's that it's just that you're a different person, you know. Like my brothers and sisters, they're different than me. When I was little, I didn't play with them. I played by myself.
So you just had your own way of getting in touch with your spirit, and that's the way, you know, is right for you. Actually, it is the only way. it really is. I mean, nobody can tell you how to do it. You have to get a clear indication very young on how you work inside, what makes you feel connected to the universe, to the energy, to life itself. And a lot of times, nobody can really teach you that. I mean, sometimes people never really learn it. And I have to say, I'm proud of you, Mike, for learning it at this young age, for listening to it, for letting it be a part of who you are, instead of, you know, pushing it aside and saying, oh, something must be wrong with me. Because that's where the drugs come in. That's where a lot of these young kids are getting kind of they don't know what to do with the spirit that they have. They don't know how to understand it. And I'm really proud that you let... You took it seriously, you didn't judge it, and you let it be who you are, because that will keep you from ever wanting to shut it down. Because, you know, in a sense, you know, think about it. When you do anything too much, your body moves out of itself. If you drink too much, you move out of yourself. If you, you know, do drugs. But there is a level where you kind of move into yourself, too. And I think that the kids today, I really get that, that they need an experience of who they really are inside. And sometimes the drugs, the ecstasy, all that stuff out there is actually bringing them to a place. It's only a momentary place, though, of that place that you just talked about, that place of knowing that peace, that sunlight, that internal vision that you can connect to. I
think sometimes I like what you say a while ago too, with the kids, and they use a lot of drugs and these things. That's real, you know. But I mean, I was brought up like I was brought up my mom and my dad. I was brought up by my uncle too. I was raised like within the family, like real close, and my family is like, they're very open, and like everything is open, you know. Nothing is like hidden. Everything is open, and like my father, he would always like teach us certain things. Like he would, like he's very, I don't know. My father even never, you know. So most people, my father's never even got mad at none of us, and even raised his voice. My mom did all the shouting and stuff. My dad is just, he would always like, if you did something wrong, he would always find a way to make it right, but you were still wrong, but you didn't feel like as if, you know, oh, man. Because he believed that if you make someone feel that so, like, worse, like bad, like as if they did something that is so, like, bad, it's like, then it's like, it becomes like something that lives on with you. And it becomes like a scar, you know, like even to hit a kid or something. My dad didn't believe in that stuff. He didn't believe in business. He believed in scolding, though. Like, he would scold you, like stand in the corner and look in the corner for like 2 hours or something like that. But he wouldn't, you know, he wouldn't like physically hit you or anything like that. And I mean, as I grew older, I get to understand my father. Like, he reads these kind of books, and when he starts to like go into his lectures and stuff, like you'll get lost, you know. He's like real, I don't know. He's like my grandmother calls him an angel.
Oh, well, you know, he is. He's an earth angel. He's paying attention, you know, to what matters, and that's the connection that we all have, you know, with each other's soul. I mean, that's all we are. We're really one energy that's kind of separated out, you know. That's how I see it. And we do affect each other. And your father's right about words and about, you know, how you address anybody is how you should address God, you know. I always believe that. Like, you know, I really know that we are God, and I really get that if I treat you as I would if God came to my door, then I am treating every single soul the same way, with dignity and respect and grace, you know, and in a sense knowing that they are equal to me, you know, there's no difference, and we're here just to help remind each other how bright and wonderful we are, you know. And that's the light that I see in you, Mike. You have this wonderful, beautiful light. And I see you being very creative. I see you doing, if you put your mind to it, I do see you really doing whatever you want. I mean, that's a wonderful thing to see. And I know that you're going to be manifesting great things in your life. I do. And I do think your father might be right of trying to pick one of them, you know, and trying to kind of focus a little on it. And if he did that, I think, you know, he has a point. I totally hear that. But pick what you really love. You know, pick what, you may not be in the picking stage right now. You know, you're just exploring right now. And that's a good place too. You know, I was never the one that went to college and knew exactly what I wanted to do. You know, I went to college twice. And I went to, you know, I did. I really did. And so I really didn't know. I was always just learning, and I was, oh, that was fun, oh, that was fun. And then I liked medicine, so I got my, you know, I went into medicine. I liked that. And then I went into art, and I got my degree in that. So I don't really get there's anything wrong with exploring every possibility out there and seeing who you are around it. And that in you will be many different people in your lifetime. You know, Mike?
That's what I like, though. I like these kind of things. I like to, I don't want to be stuck one place. I am a person that likes to know all. Not to say to know all, to be on top or something, but just just to know, like, okay, I can do this, I can do that, I can do that. Mm-hmm. You know, like I like to master many things, and I think that's where I go wrong sometimes, because then I end up doing this, I'm doing this, but I'm doing that, and I'm doing that, and I barely, I'm not even going to lie to you.
Yeah, but how many? I want to ask you one question, Mike, one question. It just came to mind. How many spokes on a ladder to get to the top?
How many
spokes are there? Yeah, how many steps on a ladder? Okay?
How many steps?
Do you get what I'm trying to say? Each little step is another endeavor of your soul, of your knowing, and each one matters. And in the process of yourself, look at yourself as a ladder. And on each level, you're going to learn something, you're going to explore something, and it is a process of life. I mean, we're on this journey. It's got action. It's got movement. It's not really something that's rooted, actually. You know, life is not, it's a moving thing. It's force. It's energy. So I can't imagine you trying to decide when you've got all this, you're like a big fireball and you're trying to decide on where to put it, you know. In the process of it, that I really want you to say, you know, this is just another step on the ladder of life, you know, that you're doing. It's all good. You know, there is no wrong here. You know, learning is, nothing can be wrong about learning. Right, Annie?
Right.
No. You're right.
I'm honored to speak with you today, that you shared some of the most beautiful things about what you do. And I see nothing but beautiful things.
I know. Me too, Mike. So, thank you so much for calling, Mike.
Awesome.
We are going to take some other calls. And you can just listen, okay? But
yes,
much love. Much love, and call us back and let us know how it's going for you, okay?
Okay, and I thank you, ladies, too, for the insight, because, I mean, I kind of fascinated with what you guys do, you know? That's another thing that I'm going to try.
Please do it. We need as many angel workers as possible. So if you're feeling called, then you will know. There is no way around it. But blessings, Mike, and we'll be talking to you soon, okay? Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye, Mike. Have a good night.
All right.
Okay. Hello. Hi. Who are we talking to? Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Who are we talking to?
Hi. This is Nadia.
Hi. Claudia?
Nadia.
Oh, Nadia. I'm sorry.
Hi, Nadia.
Yeah.
Hi, Nadia. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I just wanted to have you just turn the cards over and just tell me what you
I got some gas today. Yeah, nigga, do my shit, nigga.
Not really.
Damn.
I don't want to say anything in particular, but I just want to see what's out there when you turn the cards over.
Okay. All right, let's see what we've got. Annie, are you there? Oh, sorry.
I'm kind of
feedback.
Annie?
Hello? Hi, Annie. How are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was getting...
Yes, you wanted us to turn... Did you have your cards with you? So let's see what we see, okay? And this is Nadia.
So Nadia wants an angel card reading?
Yes, exactly. Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right.
Now, if I get anything for you, say, like an angel's name, would you like to know what your guardian angel's name is?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. I wonder if she just came out and told me. She just said, she said, her name is April. April. She said, April, because you have a love of, let me see what she's telling me. Usually my angels tell me a little bit about you, so I know that I'm connected to you. She's shown me there's much beauty around you.
Acceptance.
You'd like to keep yourself in beautiful surroundings?
Right, yeah, heart chakra. Oh, okay, yeah. Well, what came up for me, and it was interesting, but a lot about relationship. Okay, so relationship came up, acceptance, and heart chakra, which love is the heart of the matter. Your heart is the center within the physical being, attuned to love. It is safe for you to love and be loved with an open heart, as we stand by with perfect protection and guidance. So if the question might have been for you about a loved one or something that's happening on a personal level like that, is that could be going on for you, it's really just saying to stay open, to keep your heart open. Relationship came up. Acceptance, kind of having to kind of see yourself and others through the eyes of the angels, kind of lift above maybe how you're feeling to a higher place of acceptance. And then it came up with play and fresh air, which would indicate that you probably need to do that, need to get out of the mind a little bit, you know, out of the worry, out of the concern about this relationship, and go out and have some fun. Go play, get some fresh air, do something that's healthy for yourself. And the last card that I got was the ocean, again, daydreaming. So it's really telling you to kind of get away from this relationship mentality or kind of move into a place of you, of playing, of having some fun, of like redeveloping yourself a little bit. It felt like it feels like you haven't taken the time for you yet, Nadia. You know, are we on the right page here? Has this been going on for you?
Not with relationship. I'm not in a relationship.
No. But is there a question about relationship? I'm staying open to it? Because it was about heart chakra, open, relationship, acceptance. So are you open to accepting a relationship?
I'm open.
Yeah, open. Okay. I like that one. I'm open. okay, so it would. My feeling is that you are being kind of called to have confidence in your dreaming aspect of yourself. Like what you're coming up with is your creations, your new experiences of like who you want to, and you know, even kind of shaking things up a little. Joy again came up, so confidence. Blessings in disguise. So there are things around you that the angels are probably trying to tell you to look at, to see them as blessings in disguise. Even if they're situations that not so good, they could be blessings in disguise. So that's all I'm getting. Annie, what are you getting?
Well, I did my reading. I got the blessings card.
Okay,
so,
yeah, me too.
That tells me is her, the angels are orchestrating many blessings to her. I was,
yeah.
And now about the relationship, you may have, they also mentioned about a relationship that you had a long time ago. And
I just got Cupid again. So I'm thinking, Nadia, if there is a relationship coming to you, Cupid, acceptance, relationship, heart chakra. I've never had that many cards pulled in on relationship and love. So there may be something coming to you or in your world that is right around the corner for you. And you might not even been even aware of it, but it's coming. So I'm guessing that might be something the future may be holding for you. So what else did you get?
And the
Annie?
Other thing was, Nadia, the angels were telling me, I was getting, the beauty part came in. That's why I was, they were showing me, you have a really strong, powerful, you need to step into your power. The angels are saying you're very reserved and quiet, but what you have, and you know, you said your heart, her heart. Did you get the heart chakra card?
I did. Yeah, I did.
You have so much love that our world needs. And I know you may be just saying you're one person, maybe thinking you're one person. the love that you could just, your power of love is amazing.
Yeah, and I came in with energy worker, so it might be that you, do you work in the healing arts already, Nadia?
No.
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 Is it something that you might be thinking of doing, like massage or cranial sacral, or even learning how to be a reader? Has that ever come into your thoughts? Yeah.
No.
What I'm thinking,
it doesn't mean you can't.
right. What I'm thinking more for her, what the angels are, I'm feeling, is you, Nadia, need to create something. All on your own thing. You know how there's, we can like set our life, how what we do for a living. You, that all that stuff's not for you. It's you inside with your power of the power of love. That's like my favorite word.
I like it too.
You have this powerful strength that you can create anything, anything.
Yeah.
And you need to, I'm thinking you need to find quiet time, meditation, and whatever, when you do this quiet time, be it in a nature or somewhere where it's very quiet and serene, a beautiful place, maybe that's what you need to get, and the playtime comes in too. Angels say we need the playtime in our life.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel that there's this, you know, you're very powerful. I just think you're just not comfortable with it.
Mm-hmm.
And what I meant by stepping into, it's so much similar to me. Years ago, I knew the things that I was doing wasn't just great. It just didn't fit with me. But I had this undying desire to seek everything and anything out. When I finally decided I'm going to just go with my feeling, When I did, amazing things happened. So I think you're very, that's why when I, your angel, her name is April, and she was showing me that how such a beauty, you're showing me beauty around you. So I think this is what she's trying to tell me, is to tell you, you're a very magnificent being, and you need to know this. And that's probably why you called, too. you were guided to call here. And
and Nadia, the word acting came up for me. Acting, actress, that particular kind of framework came up. I don't know if it's because you used to, or you're good at, you could do that, or you do that, but it's something that came up pretty strong. Kind of like I almost saw you doing Shakespeare, very like literary, you know, lots of really amazing work, very deep, kind of old English kind of thing. It might have been an old life, a past life I'm picking up on, but it really is interesting how that is so around you. Have you ever been interested in acting, or have you done it before?
No.
No.
But I just published a cookbook.
Okay, so is there something that you would be doing, like, on TV or trying to promote this in some way that you'd have to be in front of people? So maybe, yeah, if you want to promote it in some way. So, because it was almost, I kept seeing you sign your name like an autograph. So maybe you're signing your book, which is interesting. But you have your multimedia is really something. It's like you have a grasp on this way of reaching people. It does feel like it's like an art, you know, like if you're a pastry person, you know how it's just an art that you're doing this amazing work. And when you get in that zone of cooking and doing your thing, that's when you meditate. That's when you are really quiet.
Right.
And the angels, I believe, will find you or give you some ideas then, Because that's when you find yourself in a peaceful place, you know. So when you do what you love, the angels or your guides can really start to kind of work with you. So I get this, what I'm seeing is it's this cake, and I'm seeing this one specific cake. It looks like a pound cake, but it's like your family history came involved in this, and it was something that your mom and grandmother gave you, this recipe, and I keep seeing this amazing cake that everybody wants you to bring. It's like your signature dish. Does that happen for you? Do people say, would you bring this blah, blah, blah to the party? Or there's one particular, it's almost like a grandmother, like it has a lot of butter in it. I mean, it looks like a really amazing cake, and so I don't know if that's going to have any future influence in your income, but it feels like that it does. It feels like I'm getting kind of a feeling like this really amazing thing, and that's something that you could produce, and or maybe you are producing it, but it's something that you do that's making money. And as well as the cookbooks, but it does feel like that's where I'm seeing you spending most of your time, you know, is developing different things. So what are you seeing, Annie?
Well, like I said, I just have this overwhelming feeling that you need to step into your power. It's amazing what will happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I find it most awesome that you have a cookbook out there. That's a wonderful gift to even compose. See, you're natural at a lot of things. So
mm-hmm.
I just find some quiet time and just create. I mean, just start creating for yourself, because not the whole universe. The universe is crying. The earth is crying for all kinds of good things from us. So you just putting out there anything with the power of love. It's just it does wonderful things.
Oh, and that might be what I'm seeing, Nadia. Have you? Are you asked? Is there a way that you could possibly want a cooking show? Is there, like, did you apply for that, or is
No.
that something you would think of doing? Okay, don't not think of that. Okay, I want you to really think that that's a possibility here, because that's why the acting and actress keeps coming up, because I keep seeing you doing some kind of show. Maybe the Cooking Food Network or show, something like that. It's coming to you within the next year. It feels really strong. Again, I kept seeing it. So I wouldn't be surprised if something comes to you that you're going to apply for a contest or something for the Food Network, and you're going to get picked up as one of, like, you know, the next best food people. You know, they have those shows that they have cooks come in and try, and they win at the end of the show. I have a feeling that that's going to come your way. And so if it comes, if somebody mentions it to you, act on it. It's going to be what you're going to be doing. It's going to be fun, too, you know, a little exciting. And it's going to push you outside the box. Now, that was what the whole show was about, right, Annie? Is to see how we can get our talents and move a little outside of what's comfortable in it. Because when you're excited and a little uncomfortable, magic happens. So I really want you to stay open to that possibility, okay, Nadia? Is that good?
I will.
Okay.
It's funny that you mentioned about the pound cake, because my mother in my cookbook has a famous pound cake recipe.
Oh, wow. Okay, good. So I'm glad, because that's what I'm picking up, is that pound cake, if you got that pound cake and made it like your thing, you could produce these and become like another, you know, Mrs. Field kind of lady, you know. I mean, that's what I get. If you're wondering how to get this to happen for you in a bigger sense so that money will never, ever be an issue again, I think that's it right there, because that was just really clear. And it was almost like your grandmother came through and she was showing me this pound cake. So I'm really, she's very happy about it. And she was, you know, saying, no, to ask her about the cake. So It's really powerful. Don't let these two things go. I see that if you applied for the TV network food show type of thing, you would get looked at for sure because of your cookbook and because of your knowledge of what you do and the love of it. I see that coming to you. I also see that if it was just about you just saying, I don't want to do that, that's too much, too weird for me, or not where you want to go, that picking up this one thing that you do and making them and maybe having a bakery or something like that is coming your way. And it's going to be a very big business, really, really good, you know, and you'll do well, and it will be fun. Well, a lot of work, though, but a lot of work, but a lot of fun, too, you know.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nadia. Give us a call and let us know how it goes, okay? We'd love to hear.
I will.
All right, love. Okay.
Bye, Nadia.
Anyone? Bye, Nadia. Okay. Hi.
Bye.
You're on Heart and Soul Holistic. Who am I talking to? Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Hi. Who are we talking to?
Hi, this is Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Karen.
How are you today?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
We're good.
Good. I'm just tuning in and just listening to see what you have to say.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to let Annie go with this one, and then I'll just pull some cards too. So.
Well, if Karen, if your angel's name comes in, would you like to know your angel's name? Your guardian angel. Okay. Wow, she sure came in quick. Your guardian, she told me her name is Mimi.
Oh, like, okay.
Mimi. M-I-M-I?
All right.
Okay. Let me see. Sometimes your guardian angel tells me a little bit about yourself. It tells me that I know that I'm connected to your energy.
Joy.
Do you knit?
Oh, I have in the past.
Okay. Well, she's showing me. she says you do lovely work with knitting.
Oh, boy, that's been so long ago.
Well, it's interesting when I do get feeling of, they just like to show something of person that they are with all the time, of what they enjoyed, things they enjoy, or things that are around them, they show me these things. So I am into your energy.
Mm-hmm.
So I do know that's your angel.
Fresh air, heart chakra. So what I'm getting to is, are you kind of at a place where you're wondering, I felt retirement came up, retirement. Are you kind of getting ready to change careers, or have you been retired?
No.
All right, well, that just came up for me. We'll just let that be. There's a young energy, like a young man's energy around you. I'm not sure if it's a son or a nephew or someone that you kind of have taken on as a mother. Are you like mothering some young man right now, or someone that you really is a family member that besides your own relationship?
No.
Okay. Then what it could be is that this energy is going to be coming to you. So I want you to look out for. It feels like this young guy is kind of needing some help, some direction, and you are very good at that. I don't know if you have, like, do you ever get, were you on like the committee to help Haiti or something? That came up really strong that you helped organize.
No.
Some help. Okay. Well, this is something that maybe why it said, you know, change of career. I think that being this particular, like volunteering for, you know, helping people is coming your way. It's kind of what is around you on a spiritual level. Is like
I do help with outreaching.
Okay. Yeah. It's really big around you. So I'm guessing it's like that's who you are. That's who you are in the world. And the outreach program is a great program. And so I see you doing more of this. It's almost like that when retirement came up for me, it means that when you do what you love, you're not doing necessarily what you're doing right now. So when you are helping others and when you're helping these programs out, it is really where your heart is soars and you feel like, wow, I like doing this. This makes me feel really good. And so the universe and kind of spiritual, your life purpose came up when I pulled the card too. And that means that purpose, your purpose, is to do more of this, is to actually see it as a way when you retire you will be able to volunteer more and to help out more and to be more kind of proactive in your community, which is already what you're doing, but a little bit more. It almost feels like if you were going to, I almost saw you feeding people like a bread and broth kind of place, and you kind of working with people. And I felt when I saw you, you were kind of feeding people. You were giving them, you were just, you know, volunteering your time in a sense to help them prepare a meal or something like that. What I see you kind of doing almost. It's important to kind of, when things like this come up, it's really kind of saying that either if you're not doing it, it's a good thing to look at to do, because it will benefit your spirit on like the most immense level, because you are moving out of being just you and you're seeing that you set your light and how it affects other people. So that's a message, absolutely a message, is to say, you know, how am I to be in service? You know, angels, what do you want me to go? What do you want me to do? So that, to me, is a prayer I know that you say, and I know that if you just let it kind of unfold, you'll be doing more of this kind of work. Okay?
Okay.
And that's very empowering. the first one was fresh air came up. So they're telling me, too, that do you take walks every day? Are you somebody that does?
You
like to be outside. Yeah. And it says that it's very important for your body to get the oxygen and the green grass and the trees and plants. It really, that was the first card that came up. So if you do it every day, good for you. They're happy about that. If you're not, they want you to. And the heart chakra came up.
I try to.
Yeah, you do. Okay. Well, maybe just if you find that you're not doing it every day, then try to make it a point to do it. Because it says, it's when it says, spend time outside today as near to Mother Nature's cradle as possible. Open your curtains and windows and refresh your home as well. Okay? So, again, it's kind of brought up that feeling of, like, cleaning house and doing, like, spring cleaning and kind of, but more spring cleaning for yourself. To get out there, walk, and, you know, do good things for your body. A heart chakra came up again. That's interesting. The heart is the center within your physical being. So it is safe for you to love and be loved with this open heart. So it may be a question about relationship or getting into one or being in one. But what they're trying to really say is to keep that heart chakra open to the possibilities of relationship, or to be still in a sense, in an open place within your relationships. Because sometimes we are in relationship, but we're not really open, you know? So,
well,
and the next one is to be honest with yourself. And so honesty with yourself right now is kind of an important thing. It's really about, say, look into your heart and you will know the truth of the situation. That's what it's saying. It's safe to admit the truth to yourself, for you will support and be guided through the necessary changes. Learn upon it and again, build courage and strength to take good care of yourself. Focus only upon your true desires, and they will come to you like the angel wings. That's what it says. That's a beautiful card. But that's a clear message. That's a big one, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
So if you were going to be honest with yourself right now, then change may happen, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, so that's what it's saying. How honest are you willing to get?
Okay.
And that may be a question only you can answer. So that may be a change of job. It could be a change of relationship. It could be saying, you know, I have been not doing this and not doing that, and I'm going to finally do it, you know. It almost felt like if you were a little... It's what it's giving me is a sense of safety, and what I'm getting is it's a safe thing. If you need to change right now, if you need to say what to be honest with yourself, it's a good time to do it. You know,
okay.
It's a good yeah. So I have a feeling about that, but I'm going to leave that to you to figure that out. I just feel like if you were thinking deep thoughts about changing or doing something different, even within your relationship, it's a good time to do it. So,
okay.
Yeah. So what are you picking up, Annie? Anything?
Well, besides a lot of things you were saying were true to heart, to me. My card, I received it was the self-acceptance card. The angels are saying that they want you to know that you're very loved for yourself. A beautiful person, and that you do know that God is within all of us. They want you this means that you're a little hard on yourself, that and I think that's why the heart chakra came up again.
Mm-hmm.
When that also in my when I get the heart chakra brought up to me, there may be that you're just not holding back, but just to be, and don't let these some worries that come into your life. I know it's easy for me to say that, but your angels are gifts to us from above, and they want us to. They want to take away our worries, and they want us to just focus on doing good, always being available, take care of yourself, and just give them the other hard parts that we always seem to want to take on and do it all ourselves. Mm-hmm. But what we really need to just focus on is the beauty of why we're here on this earth, and that's to take care of each other. So, but other than that, your angels adore you. You're so loved.
Yeah.
You're so loved,
yeah.
And I'm so happy to hear from you today, Karen.
Why, thank you.
Thank you, Karen. And let us give us a call back and let us know how it goes for you, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, love. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We have one more caller, and then we're going to take this last caller. Sorry for keeping you waiting. Hold on. Hi. Who's online?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Who's online?
Nicole.
What is it?
Nicole.
Oh, Nicole. Hi, Nicole. How are you?
Good. How are you, ladies?
We're good.
Good. I was wondering what the angels had to say about... love and work. If you have any messages for me.
Love and work. Okay. Love and work. Let's see. Oh, daydreaming. So are you daydreaming of a change in your work?
Well, I'm kind of hoping to hear back. I put my name in for... a summer program for teachers.
Okay.
So I was hoping that I'd have something to do this summer.
Well, it just came up the ocean and creative. Yep, came up the ocean and creative project. So I'm guessing that your job, if it's near the ocean and it was a creative type of project kind of thing that you'll be helping with, then yes, it's coming your way. And child just came up. That's interesting.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh, yes.
Maybe I'll be working with children, I don't know.
Yeah, an entrepreneur came up Real interesting. So isn't that interesting? You're in the process of changing jobs, entrepreneur, the ocean, daydreaming, creative project, child came up. So I'm feeling like that there is a job that you would be putting all these things together. So maybe you would be doing like child care or something to do for the summer in like coordinating programs, it felt
mm-hmm.
like camp programs or something like that. That
mm-hmm.
is that kind of what that maybe in a creative way? Oh, and then
yeah.
change in direction. Okay, change in direction would indicate you might be moving. So change in direction, again, a child in the... is it possible? I mean, there could be a child in your future. That's two child cards. I see that. You may be coming
maybe
in.
Maybe my ex-boyfriend? I don't know.
Well, he might not be ex for long. And it says Law of Attraction was the next card. Okay. Yeah, that's interesting. Law of Attraction. So I'm getting that. Okay, that is saying that. Yeah, that what you will be attracting to yourself. This ex will probably not be an ex, and what you will be attracting to yourself is this energy of a child. So if this relationship does blend back in again, and it maybe is a stronger one this time, then that is where you're going to go with this. So just know that.
Oh, I hope so.
Okay.
I hope so.
Let's see what they say. See only love. Yeah, well, that's the next card, see only love. So I would say... they're trying to say, yes, of course, only love. That's all that we are. Of course, love is yours. Of course, it's going to come to you because that is the you know, the energy of who we are. So,
oh, wow.
Hello? Yeah, it sounds like it's coming. And it does say to be honest with yourself. So whatever was the problem that made him your ex, that you have to be honest with yourself. And again, heart chakra came up. So those are the two... if you're honest with yourself and you keep your heart open and you don't try and you kind of start from this new place of seeing this person as a new, complete, healed person, that then, yes, it's going to continue. It's going to start. And fresh air again. So I'm getting, yes, this relationship, this one that you would like to happen is coming to you. Acceptance. Yep. It's saying, yeah, you can accept this as truth. It's going to be... and energy work. So, energy work comes up, which means either some healing for you might be of use, some help, some prayers, some meditation, some really connecting to this energy of who you are, and to kind of move away from any worry that you may have about your work or your relationship, and really let the energy take you. You know, some yoga, I'm feeling like something that you really love to do. And start mm-hmm. to bring that back really big time around you again, okay? Or if you're doing it, do it. Keep doing it. It's telling me to do that. Yes, you need to do it. And that's where your energy is going to be exploring. You know, you're going to be happiest doing that. And so from that place, the work will happen and the job and the relationship will happen. So what are you feeling, Annie?
I'm feeling that I was shown some about the love. Someone from the angels were saying from your. I'm trying to think. Was it childhood that you knew? Not like a first boyfriend.
Oh.
That's what I was getting.
Sure.
And I was trying to figure out if was it somebody maybe in high school or.
So was this is this an old boyfriend like that old back, Nicole?
No, it's a recent one. But you know, actually, we're kind of connected in many different ways. We know a lot of the same people from our childhood.
Okay.
Yeah,
wow.
And we just happened to meet on our own, and there was just. It was less than 6 degrees of separation between us when we started talking. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah, and so that's what the angels are picking up. So, yeah. Okay, Annie, what else were you picking?
The other, the playfulness card came around. I also, they showed me a vision. I did get I got an angel's name if you're interested. I just lost it. Wait, what did she say? I'll probably come back. You were saying something about the ocean, Patty, right? I saw a beautiful vision of you with your hand extended, and as if there was a magnificent bird. Do you have a pet, or do you know someone of a pet?
With a pet? No, there's a neighborhood cat that comes and hangs out with me.
Okay, cat. This was a beautiful bird. I'm wondering what the sign of a bird means usually. Soaring, going to new
adventures, yeah. And you know, Nicole, that came up too. I don't think you're going to be, I think you're going to be moving. And then that was really something within the next year. I think your job or the relationship is going to take you to another place. Yeah. And I do get that you, just your daydream journey came up again. So the ocean. So possibly you will be kind of, maybe this might be a time for you to kind of go away, to kind of regroup a little and reconnect. And I have a feeling that this gentleman that you will be connecting with will come there, will go there and to be,
okay,
to see you. Yeah.
I did get the name back.
Oh, okay.
It was Celeste, because first she came in saying it was Cece. So I wanted to, it looks like I'm getting a lot of nicknames tonight.
That's all right.
So her name, your guardian angel's name's Cece, but her name is Celeste.
Uh-huh.
But she likes Cece, so she's the one that hangs around you, and she really enjoys it when you're out in nature.
Uh-huh.
She says you just glow and smile.
Yeah.
I was thinking maybe the reason they showed the bird was that she was showing me that's what your aura is. That's you. You're just like free as a bird.
Mm.
I think that's what she was trying to show me also.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
But again, I just pulled another card, innocence, and again, it was a child of angel holding a baby. So I think you have. I'm feeling like there is an energy around you that has kind of been waiting to come through. And given the right opportunity, and she will. So all I'm saying is, if you don't want it, don't allow for it, because she's really waiting. Okay, so it's not like, you know, it's like sometimes I really can only speak from experience. As soon as you say it's okay, you will get pregnant. You know, that's how quick it's going to happen for you. So if you don't really want that to be going on,
I will be careful.
Okay, yes. Okay, please. And then you're going to call me back and say, I should have listened to you, Patty. I really do know that there is a time and a perfect time, and the energy can wait. And that's what you can say to it, and it will wait until you are ready for this wonderful experience. So anyway,
wow.
Nicole, it's been great. I really feel like you're right in it feels like a diving board is right in front of you, and you're just about to set off in this amazing new journey of work and relationship. And yes, they're both happening. I think that you may have a little couple of part-time situations until you find the right and perfect thing that you really love. So, you know, it's maybe leading you, feels like it's leading you to the run that you're really going to be doing for good and forever. And I guess teacher came up for me. Teacher came up. So
yeah, I am a school teacher. So
okay,
and I wouldn't be surprised if I do something else that has to do with teaching as well. Yeah.
And teaching is great. I do see you doing some travel around that, you know, teaching like a corporation type of setting, and, you know, using your teaching skills to teach adults almost. That's what it feels like for a while. And then maybe you will go back to the children, you know, eventually. But I think for a little while you may be exploring different avenues of how you can utilize your teaching ability.
Yeah.
Teach like for a big corporation. And I almost see like it's like a foreign company, an Oriental Chinese or Japanese company, something like that, that may have something that you'll be doing it with. I don't know why that came up, but it may be like it almost feels like another language. I'm hearing. Like,
well, you
thing.
Know what? I'm a language teacher.
Okay. Well, I'm good tonight.
You are on fire.
Okay. Well, I'm very happy with that. That's all making sense to me. So, okay. All right, Nicole, we totally are on the same page here, and I'm feeling very good that, you know, it's coming in so clear for me with you. So I really do see that you just have to stay very strong, very positive, open.
Okay.
And allowing and really like stating to the universe what exactly it is that you want, okay? Because that's how they're listening for you. You know, they're like, oh, okay, Nicole, what is it? And if you say, I'd like this, I like that, you know, really be sure that's what you want, all right? Because they're wanting to give it to you. This relationship, make sure.
Yeah.
You know, so do some self-examining. Do I really, you know, what was it that I didn't like before? Was it distance that kept me away? Was it this that kept me? I want you to really examine all those two points that you really want and real clarify it with your universal energy that says, yes, I really do want that. I really want to have a second chance to see how it would work with this guy. And I, it feels like, is he when I check into him, and this is what I see, kind of a tall, dark-haired guy, glasses, almost, you know, he feels foreign to me. I don't know why. He feels like a foreign language, almost dark-haired kind of guy, but
yeah.
Foreign. I don't know why, dark. And so I'm getting that is kind of a draw for you. He speaks this other language, and it's kind of fun.
Yes, he does.
Okay, you're good. I'm so happy I'm on this page. This is wonderful. Okay, good. So I'm liking this. This feels really good, Nicole. I think that that's why the universe is showing it to me so clearly. Don't you get that, Annie? It feels like they're saying, yeah, see? Yeah. And so I'm so happy that it's real clear like this. So he's around you. I mean, he's so around you, you know,
oh, wow.
Even though, yeah.
Yeah.
So
he was really sad. I haven't talked to him in a few months because it was a really hard breakup because I think there was just some stuff going on with him that he didn't know what it was. And so, you know, I've really just tried to be hands off and give him that space and not bother him. So we haven't talked for about 4 months and I don't think it had, you know, he couldn't really tell me what it was. So, of course, I walk away thinking it was me. But I really think that, you know, there's something going on with him. And hopefully he's working on it, you know, and he comes out a better person for it.
Before you really enter into this relationship, again, like with such an open heart, maybe you want to... just be friends for a while, you know, just really take it slow and see if what was kind of going on then is still feeling like it goes, is going on now.
Yeah.
I felt a family came up when I was thinking, when you were talking, that his family has a big controlling factor on him, like with money and, you know, with money and with what he should do. So he's very attached to what they think. And what they want for him. And he, you know, so he's kind of, he can't decide, it feels like he can't decide what's best for him on his own, you know. He has to get the okay from dad and mom because of the, I'm going to say this, it feels like he has some money, like a trust or something going on with his money. And the family has a lot to say about it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
there are a lot of strong women in his family.
It felt like they were really giving him a lot of strong opinions on how he should run his life. So I think that's what it was that was you were feeling was interfering with your relationship. And if that's the case, that might be tough for you because they'll always be there. They'll always be there.
Right.
And but it did say, you know what? It did say, I'm looking back at your cards here, and it did say law of attraction. So law of attraction would make me know that it's not necessarily him that you could be attracting. You could, now that you're in the state of attraction, you can attract the very thing that you really want. And it may not be this old relationship, but it may be a new relationship that doesn't have that little bit that kept it, you know, from being really wonderful, you know. So I think sit with this one, and when you wake up in the morning, ask what angel is the angel of love, Annie?
Yes,
angel?
It's Archangel Shamuel.
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 Okay.
And ask Shamuel to bring you the most, the perfect and most appropriate loving man, and it may not be him. I'm actually feeling someone else. Annie, are you feeling someone else around her that's a little bit more, I am. I am. I just actually saw a completely different looking guy. So I'm really getting, there is another guy around you, another guy that is a wonderful person and that would be thrilled to have some time and to get to know you. He is someone also, they're saying, I'm seeing, there's someone that you know. It's not someone you know well, but someone that you've met. And if he knew that you were available, he would be knocking on your door kind of thing. So I think that the energy has to get out there, you know.
Okay.
You know, I'm getting that you just have to step out a little bit of where you're used to going. And you may run into this person. It feels like a running, like you're going to run into him at like a benefit, or I feels like there's food and there's kind of music and maybe a place that you could go and have some fun with friends. And he's going to be there, this guy. So it's someone you know. It's not some stranger. He's going to say, "Oh, hi, Nicole," and you, "Ah, oh, you know," and it's that kind of thing. So someone else. Yeah, so you've got such wonderful energy going around you. It's like possibilities are just endless around you. And I get that, you know, law of attraction, big time, be careful. That means you are holding the goddess card, you know, and that is big and bright and like a big beam of light. So if you all of a sudden feel like, gee, everybody's looking at me, you know, when the baby card's around you, you have an extraordinary amount of energy around you. It's almost like a little extra beam of light is around you because these beings want to be born. So they are working.
Okay.
They're working on overtime, you know, to bring it to you. So they're around you. They're totally there, and they are going to be working this one for you. So don't be surprised if you're going to say, "Wow, I don't know. It must have been my clothes. I must have put the right outfit on. Everybody's looking at me." You know, that's what I'm feeling, Annie. Are you feeling that too? It's just like just wonderful stuff happening.
Oh yeah, when she first came on, it was just the energy is just great around her. And in the beginning when I was, the love person, when you asked about the love, I got the impression of someone that you knew and they're coming back. So that's...
Yeah, and I think you're right about that one too. So I think you're going to have to make some decisions, and that's a good thing. I always like that. I love that. You know, make some decisions, and you might maybe a little bit like, wow, you know, it's a feast or famine kind of thing. But yeah, I'm so glad. You know, it's been wonderful, Nicole. We're way over our time, but please check in with us on our next show and let us know how it goes. Okay, we'd love to hear from you. Okay, love. Have
a
wonderful day. Angel blessings.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you, love.
Bye.
Well, Annie, we completed another wonderful 2-hour show that felt like about 10 minutes, but it was wonderful. And thank you again.
And
that was just Yes, and I will let everyone know of the next show, and look for us. I will put it on the Blog Talk Radio and on my site, Heart and Soul Holistics. And Annie, why don't you tell everybody how they can listen to your radio show?
Every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 2 Pacific, and my website is www.talkangels.com. That's Talking Angels.
Mm-hmm.
And
so can they listen to the archives through the show, too, to see?
Yes. Our website has... you can become a member. You can listen to our shows. We have blog, and we have prayers. We have members and listeners who send in poetry to us about angels. It's a wonderful place. Or if you just want to hang out and read, really good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Really good stuff. We love that. Really good.
All stuff. And remember.
Well, I have to say though that the angels were on fire tonight. I just really feel them. Everyone that listened, I really know that it was your energy that supported them. I just feel like the energy went from just a really kind of low tone to a really high vibration. Does everybody feel that? I mean, it really felt like we were getting so many wonderful. Clear vision. So thank you everyone for listening. It's because of you that we keep the show going. So tell your friends, and we're going to be having some other amazing guests that I'll be posting as well. And so blessings everyone. Blessings to you, Annie. I love you so much. And we'll
too.
All be talking to you.
Okay,
love.
All right.
Have a wonderful night, everyone. God bless. Bye-bye.